wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around a knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary carcass up the mountain. Up his leg and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Icarus the prophet stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddle and the muck, and he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so.